In his ministry up until this point, Christ must have already spoken publicly on his views of marriage, because the Pharisees clearly already knew what his position was, right? That it was permanent and unbreakable. The Pharisees therefore wanted him to openly declare that his view went against the law of Moses, which did allow for divorce and remarriage. You see, they were trying to set him up. Yet, our Lord explains that divorce and remarriage were not of the intention of God when he instituted it at the beginning, and that Moses only allowed it because of man's fallen nature. Now, being human and knowing how difficult marriages could be at times, this teaching of Christ on the sacredness of marriage clearly troubled the disciples, as I'm sure it can trouble many people today. Yet, despite their doubts, Christ reaffirms himself. When a man and woman enter into a true marriage, they enter into a sacred covenant that they themselves cannot break until death. Right? It is indissoluble. Yet, our Lord knew the difficulties of a husband and wife to be able to remain faithful to each other. But he never asked the people to do the impossible. Therefore, with the establishment of his church, he elevated marriage to that of a sacrament, which means that when a baptized man and woman marry, they receive grace, supernatural help, to help them live the marriage as God intended. Remember, sacraments give us grace. A husband and wife would consequently then not be alone. God would be there to assist them and help them lead each other to heaven.